I'm just back in Budapest. Just drove up from New Rajadan. A couple of kilometers down the road, I realized that I don't have my telephone with me, so I have to turn around and go back and put on a full-scale manhunt to retrieve my telephone, which was in the car, but I'd hidden it, and I forgot where. Anyway, these are some of the wages of age, wages of ages. And you'll all experience it, becoming scattered-brained. My prayer is that I never forget Krishna. I don't mind doing without my telephone, but I don't want to forget about Radhe Shyam. And this morning was very beautiful dressing. Deities were dressed in the same outfit, the picture of which I'm taking with me now to India. I'm not very happy with the quality of the picture, either the paper and printing or actually the enlargement as well, but there's nothing I can do right now. And it's the Radhastami outfit from this year, and Srimati Radharani has a beautiful pearl crown. And today we also highlighted her golden, and there's also golden flakes within the gold, and she looks extraordinarily beautiful. And of course, as a consequence of that, Shyamasundara looks extraordinarily beautiful. Krishna nama bine bhai radhika charane pai radha nama gaha Krishna chandra. Just chant the name of Krishna and Radha will become very pleased, and chant the name of Radha and Krishna will be overwhelmed with joy. This is the essence of all things that need to be known, says Narottam Das Thakur. And I hope you have the opportunity to see the deities. I heard complaints that yesterday pictures weren't put on, and I hope today they are. Srimati Radharani's golden complexion is extraordinary. It is extraordinary because it's out of the ordinary. Ordinary means the modes of material nature. But Srimati Radharani's bhava, her mood, and her duty, her complexion, or effulgence, are spiritual, are transcendental. Not only are they spiritual, but they're more than just spiritual. They're the paramount evolution of spirit, which is that they're a manifestation of spiritual love. The color of spiritual love is golden. And thus we see that inherently the color of gold attracts people. People are very, very much attracted to gold. They're not attracted by the weight of gold. Lead is just like gold in terms of weight, but no one's attracted to lead. It's only used for lining your rain spouts or eaves or the roof of your house. But everyone's after gold because of its complexion. So what is that extraordinarily attractive feature of this golden color? Why does it attract everyone? Because gold is the color of love, spiritual love. But not only is it the color of spiritual love, but it is the color of the highest development of spiritual love, which is Mahabhava. And because Srimati Radharani is overwhelmed by love for Krishna, this love cannot stay simply within her heart, but it transforms her whole being. She exhibits ecstatic symptoms, and also it paints her whole body with its own color. And therefore she has this Gaurangi color. The wonderful influence of this prema is such that when Krishna is in the proximity of Srimati Radharani, he also becomes affected by that prema, and his bodily hue turns golden. And of course, not only is Krishna affected by the complexion of Srimati Radharani, but the bhava, or the ecstasy of that mahabhava, or that prema, also influences Krishna, Krishna's heart. Therefore, his mood also changes, and rather than experiencing the emotions of a gallant, a supreme enjoyer, he also comes into the mood of a lover. When not in the proximity of Srimati Radharani's intense love, then Krishna's mood and color again comes back to what it usually is, that of Shyamasundar. Therefore, for Krishna to actually experience these constant moods of ecstasy and love, that is only possible if he keeps Srimati Radharani with him all the time. Of course, in their pastimes in Vrindavan, that's not possible. Therefore, as Krishnadas Kasviraj Goswami quotes, Ekatmana bhavi bhuvi pura deha gitam gato to. They unite Radha and Krishna. Lord Krishna takes Srimati Radharani within him, into his body, into his heart. And being united in that way, two personalities in one form, then he's able to permanently experience this feature of ecstatic bliss and manifest the complexion that Srimati Radharani does. And of course, you all know that that is Gauranga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Charitamrita therefore says that Radha Krishna Pranayavikitir Aladini Shakti Rasmad Ekatmana Vapi Bhuvi Pura Deh Hogatam Gato To Chaitanya Kya Prakatam Dhanatadvaitam Chaitamatam Radha Bhavajuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. That the one supreme absolute truth has manifest himself for the sake of loving pastimes into the form of the supreme enjoyer and the supreme worshipper, Radha and Krishna. It is manifest itself in two. Those same two personalities have again now joined together in one form, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And although he is Krishna, Swarupam, still he has the Radha and Bhava of Srimati Radharani. It is for this reason that Gaudiya Vaishnavas worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as their Ishta Deva, because they know that by worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is both easily approached, easily pleased, easily served through the Sankirtan movement, they are worshipping Radha and Krishna. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considers that his devotees, who are all in the mood of servitorship, are purified and worthy to see him in his two personality form, Radha and Krishna, then as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifests to Ramananda Roy, he also manifests to devotees his form as Radha Shyamasundar. So let us try to meditate upon these golden form personalities, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srimati Radharani, by absorbing our minds in their complexions, in their moods. Our minds also become tadatma with that. And that golden complexion and golden mood will also infuse or purify our minds and hearts with their influence, driving away all of the ignorance, avidya vinashayate prema bhakti ahoyate. And when that ignorance is driven away, then if just one little spark of this prema bhakti manifests, then immediately one rises to the spiritual platform, and just like a spark that flies on dry tinder immediately turns into a blazing fire, similarly we too, our whole bodies, our hearts, our minds, our intelligence, our existence will become illuminated by this bhava. and duty, by this mood and complexion of prema personified in Srimati Radharani. At least one little portion, reflective part of that. And overcome with such transcendental feelings, we will dance and chant in ecstasy and consider that we have certainly achieved the perfection of all perfections. Yam labde cha prayulavyam manyakena adikam stito yasmin stito nidukkena guru napi vicharati. Hare Krishna.